Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
W.D. Bentley introduced Cooperative Extension in Oklahoma. Now 100 years later, a variety that carries his namesake offers tremendous resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley also provides a unique blend of genetics from Texas and from Kansas Overlay variety with OSU's true graze and grain breeding stamped in. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Well, cattle producers, coming up on Thursday, Friday, September 6th and 7th. It's Labor Day 39 from Superior Video Livestock Auction, Thursday, Friday, 8 a.m. Central Time, both days on Dish Network Satellite 232 and DirecTV 603, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. For details of when a lot will sell or for more information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Agricultural groups are still getting their arms around the aid package that was announced at the beginning of this week by the Trump administration to counter the retaliatory tariffs that have been imposed by trading partners that have been hit hard by Trump tariffs. One of the commodities helped by the aid plan, cotton. 6 cents a pound in this first payment. Dr. Jody Campeachy, former OSU ag economist and now the chief economist for the National Cotton Council, says the first payment will be available after the 4th of September for cotton farmers as they finish up the 2018 cotton harvest. There's also the possibility of a second payment somewhere down the road. But she says for right now, that's a big if, whether or not that'll actually happen or not.
USDA will continue to monitor the market impacts due to the trade disruptions, and then they'll determine if a second payment period is actually warranted. So if they determine that they will establish a second payment period, they'll then calculate a payment rate. And that payment rate may be different than the payment rate for the first period. How that payment would be calculated is we take the remaining 50% of the producer's total 2018 production times the payment rate for the second period. And again, I just want to reiterate, at this point, we don't know yet if there will be a second payment period. So producers, at this point, you can't really rely on that additional payment on the additional 50% of production.
Dr. Jody Campeachy, whose description of that possible second payment really applied to all the commodities in question, not just cotton. Now, let's talk a little bit about this tit-for-tat trade war that we have with China right now as relates back to our livestock industry. It does mean a lower forecast now in the value of U.S. beef and pork exports for next year. USDA's Economic Research Service said in its latest quarterly situation and outlook report released this week that forecast total exports of beef, pork, dairy, poultry, and other livestock products combined expected to decline $300 million to $30.3 billion next year compared to 2018. Beef is projected to be down $100 million as growth in volume is offset by lower values, and pork is forecast down $300 million despite volume growth. USDA says the lower values are expected due to weaker demand and pressures from retaliatory tariffs. However, poultry expected to be actually a little higher next year on export volume to $5.3 billion, up $100 million. We're heading into the holiday weekend, and that means that agricultural markets will be taking a pause for Labor Day. Agricultural futures will not be operating Monday, then returning to their normal schedules on the day after, next Tuesday. You've got farm news on Ron.
Coming up, Pollard Farms is presenting its largest offering to date at their 21st annual female production sale and mature cowherd dispersion Saturday, September 15th at the ranch near Wacomas. The sale features an elite crop of Pollard's youngest and freshest genetics, plus a select group of show heifer prospects, proven donors, and spring and fall calving heifers and cows bred for the backdrop. 350 head will sell as 250 lots, sale catalogs, and additional information available upon request. Call 580-758-1464. That's 580-758-1464.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.